This is an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. To learn more about what we do, visit rtrfm.com.au.
This podcast is like our baby, mm-hmm. our sister, hopefully.
Ooh, I feel like I'm falling in love with you every day.
Chill out.
I'm telling you, Mob, when I first met IJ, like we talked for hours.
Hiya and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast, a show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other Mob and beautiful people who may relate.
We come to you from Borloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our Black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as Black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned.
Hey, you Mob, it's IJ, and welcome back to the Sovereign Podcast. So we're doing things a bit differently this week, as you will soon find out. We are doing a very special sisters edition of Sovereign. So the first portion of this episode is going to be myself and my sister, and the second will be Charlene and her sister Marky. So without further ado, let's give it up for my sister, Beans. Woo! Woo! The crowd goes wild.
Hey, you Mob, it's Beans.
Stop.
And welcome to the sister session.
Exactly. Beans, how are you today?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Give the people a rundown. Who is Beans? What does she do? Don't give away like your super personal details. We don't need anyone finding
Beans
you.
Beans is... she's a goddess.
Oh, Mala. Shush. I'm actually pretty cool, I'd say.
How old are you?
All right. I'm 16.
So what are we, 5 years apart? I turn 21 like in a month or two.
Four. No.
Girl, please. Anyway, we are about 5 years apart, school years, like roughly 5 or 6 years. We have a brother in between us. Yeah. What else is, like, interesting about you? Give us some fun facts.
I can sing.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. Okay. No, I'm pretty talented, I'd say. And
oh, Lavinia did our cover art.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But Lavinia Beans did our cover art. That you see on Spotify and Apple and all those things, and RTRFM, the beautiful art. How was doing that?
Oh, that was a challenge, but it was so much fun.
It was one of her first, like, commission arts, yeah, where she wasn't just doing it for fun. We, like, asked specific things of her and had a vision and had to explain to her, even before we had photos, like, how the art would work, and she had to make a couple changes, but...
yeah, I kind of had to make it and then put the photo in, like,
yeah,
and then, like, rearranged it and made adjustments, but I think it
looks really nice. The colours are really good. Also, for people confused, her name is Lavinia.
Oh, yeah.
But we call her Beans. And, like, it's not just, like, a family thing. Like, literally everyone
My
knows
teachers.
Her as Beans. Her teachers, her, like, friends' family, like, our family. No one really calls you your...
Lavinia.
Yeah. Ugh.
When people say it, I don't...
That's, like, me for my name as well. Because on the podcast, I'm just, like, IJ. I use that name all the time. So we have a lot of nicknames in our family. But, yeah. So when I say Beans or Lavinia, referring to the same
person.
Sometimes people get mixed up with that and have at times been like, who's Beans? Or who's Lavinia? And Lavinia's like, it's me.
Yeah. Or, like, people will say, like, oh, I thought your name was Lavinia. It's like... it is. Like, my parents didn't call me Beans.
Some people thought it was two people. So, no, it's the same person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are here today to do a special edition of Sovereign, which is a sisters episode. So we've got a couple of things to cover. So we've covered how old we are and our age gap, which, by the way, let's talk about our age gap in life. Like,
I'm definitely the older sister.
That's an absolute joke. That is an absolute joke. I'm like Lavinia's mother in Perth.
Oh, yeah,
I literally
actually
drive her and her friends around and do whatever she wants. Yeah. She's snapping in my face, telling me what she wants, and I just make it work like a mother. I go to the boarding house, pick her up when she's sick.
I guess, sure.
Okay, whatever. But, yeah, we are like 5 or 6 years apart, and unfortunately we did share a room for one phase of our life.
Unfortunately, I did get locked out.
She did get locked out a lot because I was like a teenager and she was still a kid and I was like, I don't want you around. Like, I have vivid memories of like having sleepovers with my friends and getting them to sleep on her bed and like kicking her out, which sounds mean, but I feel like older sisters get that.
I have memories of having a bad day, going to walk in my room to lie in my bed and I can't because it's locked.
Yeah.
That was pretty.
That was not a good time in our life. I will say, I have said in previous episodes that, like, I used to share a room with you, so I learned how to get changed in, like, any situation. I guess because you lived up, like, in a shared room as well, like, at school.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just learn how to, like, you know, get changed and whatnot, like, with people around.
Yeah.
That's one thing I got from sharing a room, literally nothing else. We used to beef hard because we didn't have any, like, anything in common.
Yeah.
And you were, like, a kid.
And you were, like, a really annoying teenager. Like, really annoying. Like, the definition of annoying teenager.
Are you serious? I bet Charlene and Marky are going to be, like, best friends.
No, we are best friends. We are best friends. Shout out to my two best friends.
Shut up. But I remember at the time just, like, hating you, you know, in the sense of, like, I hate my sister. But people would be like, oh, you'll be best friends one day. Like, you'll love her, da-da-da. And I actually could not imagine it. I was like, there is no way in hell I'm getting along with this little rat.
That's nice.
But now, like, nowadays where I'm 20 and you're 16, we get along much better. We're actually alike, very alike. Like, I think myself at your age was very similar in, like, you know, the way of, like, high achieving and just, doing a lot of things and busy and whatnot. And we kind of agree on a lot of things. Like, Beans is the person at family events or, like, out where I'm, like, we side-eye each other and we just, like, know.
Yeah.
Like, we have the same thoughts about people.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, like, we'll always be like, are you going to this? Because, like, if you're not, I'm not going. Because our mum drags us to, like, any kind of things with her friends and we don't want to go. But at least, like, if one of us is there, it's fine. Like, how would you describe our brother? Like, he doesn't... He's different to us.
He's more like...
He's kind of out there.
Yeah.
He's not out there in the way of, like, weird.
You're my person and Dad is his person.
Okay, cool.
You know, like, we
stop, Mum.
Yeah. she's just like...
You and Mum get along really well.
Yeah, that's true.
But I know what you mean, like...
I feel like I'm close with him and you're close with him, but the three of us aren't close. That makes that... Actually, adds it up, bro.
No, I don't know... I don't know. He's just, like, got his own thing going on. Yeah. He just does all these, you know, MMA, whatever, yeah. And we just kind of brush it off. It's like that's just what he does.
Things. Like, he'll message me sometimes if he's having, like, if something exciting happened. Like, that's nice. I want to know that because I'm not, like, living with him. But then it's also, like...
Me and him beef. I think we're just, like, we're the same person. That's why we just beef. Yeah, Lavinia. Sorry, I keep switching your names. Beans, our brother, and I are, like, all on a group chat called Three Blind Mice. And, like, it's just, like, me and our brother fighting and Lavinia's just, like, trying to calm the conversation down. So, yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, but I feel like we've definitely gotten closer. We relate more now.
Yeah.
Plus, you're kind of, like, in the know about, like, trends and things going on, so...
Yeah.
We kind of relate on that way as well. Do you have a favourite memory?
Oh, that's a good question. My favourite memory. Do you have a favourite memory? Can we just, like, swap roles first or while I
mean,
think you go?
I have, like... It's always, like, not planned. It's, like, in my room, but, like, back in Broome, not in Perth.
Yeah.
And, like, Beans will just come in my room and on an event that I'm, like, okay with having her in the room, we'll, like, lie there and just, like, absolutely piss ourselves laughing at something stupid. Like, every single time we're back in Broome and every time that I used to live there, we used to cry laugh at, like, things that were not really that funny.
And it would just keep going for, like, 10 minutes.
We have, like, a hyena... Yeah. Kind of laugh, like, it's quite bad actually, and we just, like, cry, and then, like, we just, like, tease people, like, our family, and just, like, watch videos on repeat and just, like, cry laugh.
Yeah.
We've multiple times tried to do, like, facial thing.
Oh, yeah,
facials. They do work sometimes. Yeah. Like, we tried to do, like, facials on each other, like, skincare and stuff, but this most recent trip to Broome, this giggle pot, like, could not stop laughing. I hit her in the head, like, 3 times. I was like, stop laughing, like... When she gets in a laughing mood, like, you've lost her.
You've lost her. I don't know my favorite memory. There's too many.
Where are some, like, significant things we've done? I mean, like...
I love... You know what I love?
What?
Christmas.
What?
Christmas. At Christmas morning, every morning, I wake up first. I wake up Aiden and RJ, go get Mum and Dad, and then we open presents.
What has that got to do with me and you? She's just... that annoying kid that, like, is up on Easter on, like, every occasion.
Okay, sorry.
On everyone
between me and you.
No, but she's also the kid that, like, I have vivid memories. When I turned 18 on the night of my 18th, we watched, like, old videos of me and she was salty.
Yeah, but that's...
She's the little sister that's salty on other people's birthday. That's not her birthday.
That was me, okay? We had beef then, remember? You said it yourself.
I guess.
And you made a lot of assumptions. about
whatever,
how I'm related to this family.
Oh, Lavinia has this, like, thing. She had this thing for a while that she thought she was adopted.
Genuinely speaking.
She genuinely thought she was adopted.
I had the facts.
And, like, my brother and I look really alike. Like, it's actually disgusting. Like, like, I'm scared. I'm so surprised that no man has been like, I can't be with you because you look so much like your brother. Like, I'd rather people not see photos of us together. It's disgusting. Like, there's a photo of me and my sister on our fridge, and someone literally was like, oh, that's like Aiden and Beans. And I was like, that's me. That's me in that photo, but whatever. But you just look a bit different. I mean, a lot of people say you look like me. A lot of people say you look like our mum. I don't really see it.
I don't.
Because you're really like a blended look. You look a bit different, but like, and also we've had this whole dilemma with, she was born in a time where like VHS was kind of dying out, but like digital cameras weren't all too popular. So there's not like an abundance of photos and videos as much as there is of my brother and I. And so she had this whole idea that she was adopted. She had like a very, very strong idea she was adopted. And our parents are so annoying. When they have presents for us or surprises, they love to act like we're in trouble or something. Like, it's consistent.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Like, every single time. Like, one time my laptop broke, they got me a new laptop, which I'm very grateful for, but they, like, tried to, like, make it like I was in some grave danger, trouble. Like, I'd done the most awful thing. I'm like, bro, all I do is study. Like, I couldn't have possibly done anything wrong. But they, anyway, got Lavinia tickets to the Veronicas, which we both went to. It was so good. Lavinia had, like, a strong Veronicas addiction phase, like wearing their merch. It's so
good,
cringe.
They're a good band.
They are. But they gave it to her in like this yellow envelope. So expand on that. Tell us that story.
Oh, so they sat me down at the dinner table, like just the three of us, and like they were like, there's something you need to know, and we've been wanting to tell you this for such a long time. Of course they do it right after I've had my whole like weird
identity crisis.
Like, conspiracy of me being adopted. And they tell me, like, we've wanted to tell you for such a long time, but we think you're at a mature age where it's finally okay for you to know and be able to, like, live with this.
Which, mind you, is so, like, dramatic
it's
for
so
what it
excessive.
Was. For what it was.
And then
come
they gave
on.
Me, and I started crying. I was like, I knew this was going to happen.
Mum's holding this, like, big yellow file.
And then I pull it out and I start reading it and I had no idea what any of it meant. And she's like, do you get it? And I was like, I know it, like, I figured it out, you know, didn't tell me. And she's like, it's tickets for Veronica's. I'm like, wait, what?
Relieved, yeah. Like, Lavinia thought she was getting told she was adopted. She thought that was the moment. But actually, she went to a concert. So that's a happy surprise,
yeah.
Isn't it? What was the point
of
that?
Oh, yeah, no. My favourite memory is definitely when you came back on holidays and you were just like, and we would just go for drives. Oh, no. Before Isaiah could drive, this was like when she was 15 or something, and I was like 10, she'd always say, do you want to go for a Woolies run?
Oh,
and
we used to do Woolies runs.
At like 9 o'clock, we'd sneak Dad away from Mum because she'd always tell us
Mum's
off for going
person,
to go
yeah,
get ice
Mum's
cream.
Mum's the person that's like, no, you are not going to go eat snacks at like 10 p.m. But like our dad, Beans like just used to make our dad feel bad and then he'd take us. So yeah, we'd like swindle our dad away, like grab him away and be like, please take us on a Woolies run.
Yeah.
And we'd go to Woolies.
That was pretty awesome.
Those are pretty good. Like, these are, like, core memories.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
But okay. Then when you got your license, like, you could just take us. It wasn't as exciting.
I guess. But then we can, like, play our own music and stuff. But now, like, it's so weird. Like, Beans drives. Like, she's on her owls. But, like, it's so weird that you're driving.
Yeah,
mind
is.
You, for people that don't have a visual, she's short and stumpy. Like,
wow.
She is. Like, she's small and she hasn't grown in the last 3 or 4 years. Like, in the way of, like, height. Like, so it's weird. It feels like you're still really young driving a car. It feels wrong.
Yeah.
But that's weird because I feel like I just got my license, but yeah. So, yeah, those kind of things are, like, core memories. Like, it wouldn't be, like, big, obvious things. I mean, I just did your makeup for your, like, school formal, which was really crazy because I remember when I was in school, like, doing my formal, that was really weird.
I felt so, like, grown. Like,
yeah.
Getting my makeup done, my
hair
done,
getting the nice dress. She had her lashes and her eyebrows and her nails done. Like, that was really odd to me. It was odd. And also because we knew who your date was since he was a kid as well, and he's like full grown. I was like, what?
Yeah, he is pretty tall, actually.
He was very tall. But there was a, I don't know what's in the water with these young people, but there was a man who was much taller.
Oh, very,
he made
very
me
tall.
Feel small. It was crazy.
Okay. He made you feel small? Imagine how he
yeah,
made me feel.
Like, literally, Lavinia was like breaking her neck looking at him. Yeah, we blessed in the west, no doubt. North to the south, all we're about is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now. Okay. Is there something you haven't told me before? Probably. Lavinia is a master stealer. She just, like, you know what she does? You know what she does? It's so annoying. She's not even obvious about the stealing so that it's like she's going to fight me. She steals it and then just wears it or uses it so casually in front of me that, like, as you if I'm notice. Just going to think it's hers. And then I look at it and I'm like, wait, that's not yours. Like, that's, I've been looking for that red jumper. And, like, we get into these massive wars, but she's so, like, sneaky.
It's pretty, I'm pretty good, though. Like, I'll
not
say,
really. She waits until I'm, like, not home and our mum lets her in.
Actually,
and
I was
going to
do this
stuff
tonight, but I'll expose myself while we're here. I'll just be like, oh, can I please borrow a jumper? It's really cold or whatever. And then she'll bring me back to the boarding house with me in her jumper and she'll drop me off. She won't even notice.
True.
And then I've just scored a jumper.
True. Okay, but you could be like, I've got your jumper here, da-da-da, but no.
But you don't ask
conniving,
for
conniving, little broke
you
girl.
You just spend your time looking for it.
Whatever. But yes, I literally go pick her up with, like, bags full of stuff. Being like, here's your shoes that you asked for, here's the jacket, da-da-da-da. Okay, but can you think of anything else you haven't told me?
Cool.
I can't... Oh.
It would definitely be, if I had a crush on someone in primary or, like, year 7 to 8, and you were still in school, I would not have told you because you were there.
I remember finding out, like, through other people.
And because I do recall telling you once, and, like, you and Aiden make it so awkward. Oh, wait, do they know Aiden's our brother? Did you say that already?
You've just mentioned his name. That's our brother. Anyways.
You would make it so awkward for me, so definitely... that. But, like, now you're finished school, I'm at an all-girls school.
True. She tells me names and it's honestly beyond me. I could not possibly know who these people are, so it's fine. I actually do now have thought of something to tell you, but, like, I don't even want to tell you now.
No, you have to tell me.
No, like, it doesn't do anything. It's past.
Well, then I won't name names, but is it...
I don't know what you're mouthing. What? She can cut it out. No, it was, like, one of the times... Lavinia barely gets in trouble, like, in a serious way. Like, our parents kind of just never really got that angry at her, or, like, she didn't really do anything wrong. But, like, there was a couple times where she actually got in big trouble, and, like, one of them was my fault.
It was your fault.
Because I told my mum whatever it was.
You gave her all the proof she needed.
And Beans got in the biggest trouble. But then you kind of got out of it. But, like, you kind of got in big trouble.
I got, like...
Yeah. She got in really... That's one of the main times she got in the most trouble, and that was my fault.
And after that,
Aiden was there too.
I walked out of my room crying, and Aiden had the audacity to ask me, oh, what happened?
It's part of the act.
I knew it was you two.
Literally, it was me, Aiden, and my boyfriend at the time.
He was in on it!
We were all sitting at the dining table, and we went, and then Mum goes, what? And then, you know, once Mum goes, what?
Yeah,
she doesn't let go of it.
She does not let go. I knew it was you two because you were so jealous that I'm good at getting my way out of things.
Yeah, that was such a stretch.
You and Aiden always got told off, like, no offense.
You just weren't me.
You just weren't as good as me.
Tell them the chocolate story quickly.
You really want to go there?
So, again, one of the only times Beans got in, like, a mega amount of trouble.
Okay, moral of the story, chocolate is my love. I love chocolate. White chocolate, dark chocolate, normal chocolate, Cadbury. Oh, you get the story. We had chocolate chips in the fridge, and I obviously would just go snack on them, just go pinch one or two. Mum goes into the kitchen after thinking I'm suspicious from eating chocolate. Like, it's before dinner. Obviously, I'm not going to tell I'm eating chocolate before dinner. And then she thinks that I chuck chocolate chips in the bin. And she gave me the biggest hiding and growling for it. And I was like, it wasn't me, I swear.
Lavinia was crying so much.
But who genuinely, like, if you know me, you know I would not waste chocolate no matter what the condition is. And I was like, did you even bother to ask Isaiah? And she was like, no. We go and ask Isaiah, did you chuck the chocolate chips in the bin? She goes, oh, yeah, what? You're kidding me.
Lavinia had, like, tears on her face. She was red in the face.
And
she had tears.
I was just disgusted that you'd even accused me of chucking chocolate in the
bin. I love how Mum just let it out on you and didn't even, like, ask. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so, like, the final bit before we move to our sovereign teas is, do you have any, I guess this is more relevant for me, but, like, do you have any piece of advice? You can't really give me advice, so instead, I'm going to give you advice.
Oh, I have
you
advice.
You can...
I'm quite knowledgeable.
No.
I did my research.
No, this little girl's not giving me advice.
Please.
Go on, what's your advice?
This one might be a bit... This one's a good one for you. Stressed, spelt backwards, is desserts. Treat yourself in times of need.
That is such a, like, mum thing. Our mum's obsessed with Baby Yoda. She would definitely have that text on top of a photo of Baby Yoda and piss herself crying.
But it's so true, just like...
Oh, you know what
when
else?
When you're stressed, have desserts.
Our mum and Lavinia have, like, this thing. What does it be of goldfish? Tell everyone about the goldfish rule.
Oh, so this is kind of taken from Ted Lasso, great show on Apple TV. I highly recommend. Anyways, he is such a knowledgeable man who quotes to one of his soccer players, "Be a goldfish, just forget about it." They have a 10-second memory. Yeah, they're the happiest.
So they kind of, like, repeat that over and over, and it's kind of rubbed off on me.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to live by. So I guess that's something you could offer to me.
They're the happiest animal on the earth.
But they die early and go flush down a toilet.
And so they're stupid.
That's a bit sad, yeah. Oh, my God. I went to the pet store the other day, sorry, and there was the fish section, and they had a fish retirement village. Like, you can't buy the fish. They just, like, retired, and then they're going to die there. I thought that was a bit excessive.
Oh, wait. I got to tell you something quickly. You could put it in another really care, or you can. Shmari got a fish, and 2 weeks later, it died.
Oh.
And she made me flush it down the toilet.
Wait, she got it in the boarding house?
Yeah.
Because you're allowed fish?
No, you can have fish, crab, or like a...
just who a... on earth has a crab in the boarding house?
Actually, a girl did have three.
Like, maybe they made the rule for her.
Like hermit crabs. Like a container.
Stop. At the pet store, I was staring at this hermit crab exhibit for like 5 minutes, being like, wow, they must all be asleep. And the guy goes, there's nothing in there. I was like, okay, sir, thank you.
Thanks anyway, for wasting my time.
Yeah. Okay, what's my advice for you?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me, because I know what's up. This is so...
Wait, is that your advice?
I guess so.
Well...
What is... I mean...
Well, you've lived 16. What is your advice? Because I'm only 16, just started. Like, my birthday is November.
Okay, 16. What is it? If it doesn't matter in 5 years, don't spend 5 minutes getting upset about it or whatever. Like, especially with friendship things. If in 5 years, when you're my age, you're not going to matter if this person did this or said this, it's not going to matter, then don't waste your time on it now.
Damn,
it's wasting your valuable time. Because what's the point? You're just, like, wasting your energy, your tears, your whatever. Also, I've learnt, sometimes you just don't need to have... What is it? Pick and choose your battles. Like, you do not need to, like, stir up and argue with everyone. Or, like, there are some people that are just not worth arguing with because they're not going to, like, change their view. You know? So don't waste your energy.
Mm.
It's a lot about, like, not wasting energy. Not giving, like, time to petty stuff. Because at your age, people will be so petty. And they'll be judging people for doing X, Y, and Z things. And it's like, babes, your grades are failing. Like, maybe you should worry about yourself, you know? Not you, like, you know, it's just, yeah. Like, people just, like, get so hung up on, like, petty things, like, social media, followers, boys, she wore this, she said that, like, who actually cares?
Mm.
And if they're people that don't worry about that, then treasure those people because they'll probably be your friends for a while. Like, you know the people that are my friends from high school that are, like, still around,
yeah.
You know? And those were people that either we had arguments or we made up or that just, like, were never petty and, like, low blows and, like, stuff like that. So that's my advice for you. So to finish off quickly... Lavinia Beans is going to do her sovereignty, which I told her to prepare, but in true McKenna fashion, the last three episodes, she didn't kind of prepare, but go on, do your tea. So for those who have not remembered, thoughts, energy, and affirmation for the week, sovereignty. Go ahead.
Okay, well, my thoughts for this week are to just take things as it comes because, like, I've just started year 11. I don't really have the energy or effort to, like, stress about little things. So if something comes, I'm not going to let it just, like, build in my pot. Like, I'm just... Oh, sorry.
That was a weird analogy.
You don't know my analogy. My analogy I use for everything, a little bit off topic. But sometimes things are like strands of pasta and they just kept getting chucked in your pot. And eventually the pot's not going to get washed and you're not going to look back on all those pasta things that have been on your mind. And then your pot's going to bubble over and explode.
Goodness.
So that's why.
All right.
Don't
that's
let things
a good
be
thought.
Pasta. Just.
Oh.
Just.
You're painting
let
a picture
go.
For the listeners today.
I really am. What was the next thing?
Energy. So what energy. Where's your energy going to be placed for this week moving forward? Hmm.
My energy, I'm actually going to put a lot more energy onto academics because
ooh.
I don't want to be that kid that's behind everything like I was last year in year 9, 7, 8.
Oh.
So I want to be ahead, which so far so good. Like I've started on a good, No, I've started on...
Yeah, like start off on the right foot.
Yeah, right foot. And so I think I'm going to keep up with that. But then also I want to put time away for me to like just relax, be with my friends. I've started playing pool. Like I'm actually good at it.
Like in real life?
Yeah, not swimming.
No, I meant like... Idiot. I meant on the phone, like they have phone games.
Oh, no, pool. No, like in real life. Like,
oh, my God.
My mathematics is so good for that game.
Oh, like your angles?
Yeah.
Jesus. I don't know with those short arms what you're getting done, but good for you. Okay, your affirmation.
Well, my affirmation was my dessert.
Oh, okay. Go and repeat it for the people at home.
If you, just a quick reminder, stressed, spelt backwards, is dessert. Treat yourself in times of need. So if you're really stressed...
Sorry, she's got preacher hands out like a priest right now. It's so cringe.
Cringe?
Whatever. Okay, but yeah, that was her... That's a great affirmation,
whatever,
everyone.
Whatever, go, you sovereignty.
No, I'm not sovereignty-ing this week. That was the sovereignty.
Well, let me... Okay.
Oh, okay. Quickly. You were doing exactly what I did when I didn't write any down. I was looking outside the window and that's why I said appreciate nature and I got crapped on for that. So...
Okay, sorry. I'm just going to say... Self-care. That's my affirmation. Take care of yourself.
She don't get it. She don't get it. Okay, take care of yourself. Okay. That's her message. Eat dessert and take care of yourself.
Yes, those two things go hand in
hand. She's dropping the mic. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Sovereign Podcast, Beans.
All right. I thought you were saying thank you to them.
No, thank you. Yeah, thank you all for listening to Beans Rant.
Yeah.
Let us know if there's high demand for Beans and she'll be back.
Let them know.
Yep, she's got some interesting things to say. Thanks, Beans, for joining us on the Sovereign Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I have.
Now we're going to throw over to Charlene and Marky. But thank you guys all for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you might like to check out others on offer at RTRFM.
Like the award-winning podcast Songlines, chart-topping Sovereign, First Pressing, Mortgage Mag and Favourites Movie Squad.
Plus, don't miss the wild orbit of Planet Perth with Jeff Bullen. Tune in to Australian Melodrama with Libby Noble and meet local authors on Between the Lines with Danielle Raphael.
Head to rtrfm.com.au or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so much to explore on your home of alternative stories, RTRFM.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our part of the episode. I'm joined by my lovely sister today. Her name's Marky. Marky, do you want to introduce yourself to the Sovereign Podcast?
Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I just whack the mic like you that. You're like, whoa.
Out of nowhere.
No,
but yeah, you and Beans are our first official guests.
Really?
So Beans is IJ's little sister. So you're our official guests.
Yeah. What's the age gap between them, IJ and her sister?
I'm not too sure, but ours is really close.
We're really close, yeah.
2 years and 6 days.
Yeah.
Exactly 2 years and 6 days. The only reason why we know specifically the days is because Marky's birthday is 6 days after mine.
Yes. Technically, we're both like Sagittarius.
We're both Sagittarius.
That's also something we have in common.
We are both Sagittarius. We share the same birth month. We're both 6 days apart, technically. So, like, when it's my birthday, a week later, an exact week later, it's Marky's birthday.
Yeah. And also, something else I think we have, definitely, I think this is something we both have, like, that's different from each other.
Yeah.
Which is like our MBTIs.
Oh, yeah. What are you? I'm an INFP.
INTP.
So we're both introverts.
Introverts.
By trait.
That is so funny because everyone thinks we're so outgoing, especially you, you know?
No, I feel like
remember in high school you got that award for the most outgoing?
I won most outgoing, guys.
I won
most outgoing. Outgoing last. I'm not even funny. I'm not even outgoing. I guess moral of the story is we are quite similar in different ways. We both have similarities for sure, but we'll get into that a bit later. Marky, how was your week? So tell us a recap of your week. We do this every episode. Me and IJ talk about our week, what's been happening.
This whole week is just more like relaxation, I guess, because I'm starting uni next week. So,
oh yeah, nice. Yeah. Wait, do you want to tell the people what you study?
Okay, so I study communication media studies. It's like the vibe.
Yeah. Is it your second year, first year?
It's my second year, yeah. It's like so good because we use a lot of like software. We do a lot of graphic designing, video editing, photo editing. It's like the vibes.
Are you excited about this year or the semester, I guess?
Because last year I did 4 units instead of 3. So oh, wow. That was so stressful. And it was a really funny thing because last year, first semester, I did a bridging course. And then second semester for everyone else was the first semester of uni officially for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started uni, basically in semester 2, I just didn't know what I was doing, but I was just very confused. I was like, oh God, if I'm doing like 4 units, that'll be fine, right? Like I'll get more points.
Mm.
But I didn't think about like my, you know, mental well-being. So I kind of stressed myself out throughout the whole like, you know, semester.
Oh, no.
So I learned my lesson. And I was like, okay, 3 units this time.
No, that's a good idea. I wish I did that, to be honest. Even if it takes a long time, who cares?
Exactly.
You're prioritizing your mental health and well-being. And that's honestly the best thing you can do for yourself. I love how you did not ask me once, Charlene, what do I do? What is a good unit for me? You did not take any big sister advice. You just went straight into it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I know. Like normally I get your advice for everything. I'll be like, Charlene, do you think this is a good, like enough idea?
And I hate it. I'll be honest. You always, I'm the worst big sister. Like my younger siblings come to me for advice. So just to say, Amaki and I have a 2-year age gap. We have another sister who's 8 years younger than me and how many years?
6 years.
6 years younger than you. And then we have a brother. He's like 4 years younger than me and like 2 years younger than you. So we're all very close in age, I guess you can say, in some way. But yeah, my younger siblings, they always come to me for freaking advice, and my advice
because
is so bad.
Because you're the older sister, obviously.
I have no advice, bro. I literally, you can come to me for anything, and I'm going to be like, I don't know.
That's actually true. You have the horrible.
I have
you make
horrible.
The horrible decisions. You make the horrible decisions, honestly.
I do the horrible stuff and teach you guys not to do the horrible. But, like, no, I'm glad you didn't come to me for advice on uni. I think you just went straight into it.
I guess, yeah, yeah. I think I did seek a little bit of advice from you, but yeah, majority of like, I guess the decisions I make nowadays are just like myself and like, I guess the good decisions.
Do you think, be honest, I want you to be 100% honest. Growing up, did you ever look up to me? I just want to know.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Like I'm talking about like, oh, I want to be her.
Yeah, honestly, I guess like there's something like up with like young older sisters and then like, you know, the younger sister, like, yeah, obviously I was like, oh, if Charlene's doing this, then I want to do this. Like in primary school, for example, like when you got like, I don't know, when you became like a school captain, I want to be a school captain now. I really want to be a school captain. Anything that you were doing and it was just like a big achievement, I was like, I want to, you know, grab that achievement
really?
Too. Yeah. So like, it's not a bad thing, I guess. Like some people are like, oh, I just hate living under my, like sometimes I'm like, oh, I just wish I was like my sister. But sometimes I'm like, you know what? I can just have my own achievements, you know?
Did you feel like there was a lot of pressure because I was, I guess being the oldest child, you're technically are the poster child. Like people do look up to you. People do, people have like such high expectations of you.
I think so, yeah, when you got the good grades and then yeah. I kind of lacked because I think I'm like more the rebellious sister sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
I think it just changed over time because I got more mature. But yeah, I just, yeah, sometimes I'm like, I was put into pressure like a few like, you know, it's just, I think it was just like everyone around me, like they're like, oh, yeah, you're definitely like your sister. You're definitely like Charlene. Like you have to do this. You have to do that. And I'm like, yeah, she's my sister. Okay. Why is this so, yeah, it's like nothing depressing about it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I noticed that when I grew older, like when I slowly over the years, I guess like after graduating high school, I kind of just did my own thing, you know? I was like, I'm going to do my own achievements.
Did you feel like at any stage you were forced to make yourself, like, I think there's a thing, right? You couldn't like the same things I did. You couldn't be like me. You couldn't do this. Did you ever feel like you had to be, I guess, apart from me? Nothing got to do with, like, do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. There would be times where you'd be listening to, like, this song and I'll be like, oh, that song's so good, but I don't want to listen to it because she's going to get angry and be like, why are you listening to this song? It's my favorite song. And then like, I guess like there was so many times where it's like, I don't know. It's always happens. It's like such a funny thing.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh no, this song is not a vibe. And then I end up listening to it. I'm like, actually it's the vibe. Yeah. There would be times where it would be like that too, you know?
Yeah. No, that's, get what you mean.
And then sometimes I think copying your personality happened a lot.
Oh.
I get that a lot.
No. I don't know. To me, I don't think we're alike.
No. I don't think so either.
I don't know. I don't see it.
You're like the white swan. I'm like the black swan.
Why would you say that? Why?
I don't know. It's like one thing on social media that people talk about.
The white swan and the black swan.
But those other, the other night, remember like the gala? As soon as like you finished your speech, like you're talking, you know, everyone came up to me. And then I was like, oh yeah, that was my sister. And they're like, yeah, I can see the resemblance.
Oh my God.
I can see the eyes. The smile. I'm like, oh my God.
Just to say, Mark and I have different face in my head. You have what? Not even shoulder length hair. You have like neck, ear length hair.
Yeah.
Like short. She has like a bob. I have long black hair. You have like
curly.
Dark brown.
Yeah, you curly.
I have curly hair. Marky has naturally. Marky got the Baloch jeans. I got the black fella jeans. I got the curly, frizzy, bush, desert girl hair. Marky has like this straight, long, Persian,
beautiful hair. Thick hair.
So I mean, beautiful. I'm not saying black fella hair's not gorgeous. I love my curly hair.
I love curly hair too, honestly. I love your curly hair.
I love your straight hair.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I mean?
Like, straight after the shower when your hair's just so curly, I'm like, oh.
Oh my God, stop.
I'm always like, oh God, I really want that kind of hair, you know?
Remember we tried curling your hair? It just did not work.
It did not work. We did every method we could find in like the
heatless. What's the other one?
It was like that method where you use the rollers.
The rollers.
No, that did not work because my hair's obviously thick and he couldn't even hold it for like that long.
Yeah, your hair's so thick. Oh, mashallah, mashallah. But like, it's so thick.
Thank you.
My hair's so, like, I don't know, curly. Mashallah. You're taller than me. Oh, crap.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. And remember that one time where the person actually thought I was the older sister?
Yeah.
It was like in a store and I was like,
damn it. Marky is taller than me. She's like a head taller than me.
Yeah, I think all of our siblings are just like taller than you.
Yeah, I'm really short by height. Everyone says this; it's true. Like, some girl came up to me once and was like, "Charlene, like, I feel like your height's such a catfish." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Your Instagram, like, you look so tall."
Really?
And then I'm standing next to you; you're like a little child. I'm like, "Yeah, well, unfortunately."
Honestly, in my head, I just think you're like the same height as me.
Really?
Yeah.
I sometimes do have to look up to you, like look up at you. And I'm like, "This is so annoying."
With our younger brother, Oggy.
Oh yeah, our brother. Oh,
that's what I do.
Three.
I'm like, "Oh God, he's so tall."
He is so tall. But anyways. What a place to be, living in the middle of the hills and the sea. It's so real to me that I get to chase my dream with my friends and my family, I mean. Now, I'm going to start asking you some questions.
All right.
Only because I think it'll be quite interesting and get the pace moving as well. We already had like a really good yarn just then anyways. Oh, how about this one? How has the dynamic of our relationship changed as we have both approached adulthood? So we're both adults now. You're what? How old are you? You didn't even say.
I'm 19.
I'm 21. We're both technically I guess you can say adults. I don't know about me, but yeah.
No, honestly, my mental age is like 10.
Yeah, same. I'm still 16 in my head.
But maybe go a bit younger, go 7.
Why? What?
I'm joking.
I have not grown up since I was 16. Like, I refuse to believe I've developed, you know? But anyways, yeah, how do you think the dynamic of our relationship has changed? Have we gotten closer? Have we gotten distant?
To be honest, I say this to a lot of people.
I think I'll be honest. Can I be honest with you? This is not me trauma dumping. I feel like you've grown in. I think you've grown. I feel like I can't.
Is it a mean thing or is it a nice thing?
It goes both ways. You're really brutally honest.
Yes.
If I come to you with my problems, you're like, shut up. Like, you sound dumb. Like, you put me in my place. I can come to you for a reality check. So therefore, I think our dynamic is definitely changed, altered. Yeah. I feel like sometimes you can play the big sister role and I play the dumb young sister role. And sometimes it's the opposite.
Yeah, it is. No, honestly. I feel like, no, I think nothing has changed because we've been like close ever since we were younger, right?
Yeah, every like, photo.
We were so like in like growing up down south, we were just really close, you know,
yeah.
Because we were close in age technically. Yeah. We liked everything. Like we had a lot in common and we still do. And I guess like whenever someone asks me, they're like, oh, my sister and I, we kind of argue. We have like fights. And I'm like, yeah, my sister and I do, but like
we're over it.
We're over it. And, like it only happens like
a few times, you know.
Like, we had a fight driving here. I was like, Mikey, why don't you hurry up?
And that wasn't fighting. That was bickering.
It was pretty funny. And, like, me changing the music, Mikey hates it when I connect my playlist to the car.
Because it's so... You put on such, like, nature songs. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. And I'm like, Charlene, look at the weather outside. Is it cloudy right now?
Because I'm literally listening to music that... I was listening to Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. I was listening to Aretha Franklin.
Hozier. Oh, Hozier did fit, but like...
Marky's like, Charlene, just put on something like Afrobeats or something.
Yeah, because Afrobeats is so... Oh, I just love Afrobeats now.
No, but like, you hate it when I connect my car. And we were just bickering. Like, I was like, Marky, shut up. And you're like, no, you need to find good music. And then we're just bickering. We drew that. We don't have explosive fights.
No. We don't have to have brutal fights.
No, we've never had a brutal
fight. We did have one a few years ago. But we don't talk about it.
What was that one? Wait, sorry, I've forgotten about it.
It's the one where you walked in my room and you yelled at me.
Wait, what?
And I yelled at you back and then I started crying.
Marky made me cry the other week.
Oh, so funny. I put you in your place.
She put me in my place. That's what I mean. You don't go to her for advice. You don't.
No.
I think it's also because growing up, I never really had... You come to me for real world advice. Like, if you come to me for your tax, or if you come to me for like, oh yeah, Charlene, how do I figure this out? Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Some very general admin stuff. I'm able to help you because I've dealt with the real life world stuff.
Yeah.
Real life world stuff. I've dealt with all of those
things.
You've
been there, done that.
I've been there, done that. So I can give you advice on that. But I've never really, being the eldest, and like, this is me being serious, I've never had time to really develop, I guess in a sense, I never knew how to express my feelings. So whenever I'm upset, I'm like sitting, everyone notices this. I'm quiet. Yeah,
she's really antisocial.
I'm antisocial.
Quiet.
I don't talk to anyone. Everyone's trying to talk to me. I just want to go in my room and sleep. Cause I've never expressed how I feel.
Nah, you never.
Ever in my life. So Marky, on the other hand, had time to do that.
Yeah.
Like when you're upset, you make it known.
Oh, I do.
Yell at everyone.
I use all the
moves. You cry. Yes. You chuck a fit. And we're all here to help you, right?
Yeah.
But I have troubles. I have a big
trouble opening
up.
Yeah.
And when I do, I don't know how to express it.
You don't. Yeah.
So I explode on everyone and Mikey was like putting me in my place about it. She was like, Charlene, you sound dramatic. Please shut up. And I started crying.
It wasn't like that.
And everyone started laughing. And then I made it such a big deal. I went to Mum later and I was like, Mum, can you believe she just made it all just
the crap? Yeah, and then you tried to put that thing, you tried to be a snitch, and you were like, Dad, Mom, she's being so rude to me. And then Mom and Dad did nothing about it, because they were right. Because, like, I guess, like, it was, like, that time where you're just making the whole atmosphere just so moody. And then I was like, Charlene, please be happy. Come on, I need to book this trip. Please be happy. if you're going to be depressed throughout the whole week, I'm not doing this. You're such a this, that, you know. Yeah. I said it like that.
No, but you were rude about it, Brady. Don't do that. Don't do that again.
She was crying. I feel bad. I'm so sorry. I'm just a bitch.
No, I guess you're just brutally honest.
That's what everyone says about my personality. Like,
I think you're really brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
I'm starting to realize that as we grow older, and I think that makes our dynamic a bit more personal.
Shifting, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah, like, I guess, like, yeah, we're just sisters that, like, just, we just vibe.
Is there a piece of advice we would give each other?
The advice, I guess. I don't want to be, I don't know. I really don't have advice for you. Because I already said all the advice.
Something when IJ planned this episode out and when she pitched this idea, I was like, well, Marky and I really don't have philosophical conversations.
We don't. Like, I always had to, like, it's always Dad that's giving us these talks.
Yeah, like lectures in life. And Marky and I, we just are not philosophical people.
We're not.
Sagittarius people are known as, like, for being philosophical. I just refuse to believe I'm a philosophical person. I just, whatever says goes to me.
Exactly. I just do it. I'm like,
yeah. So therefore, like, I don't have advice to give you. All I can say is, don't be like me.
Don't be like you. Yes. I'll take that in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Advice I'll give to you is, straighten up your act.
Straighten up my act?
Yes. I'm being brutally honest. I'm joking. No, I'm not. No. No.
How?
I'll just say, don't stress, you know?
Yeah.
Live your life. You're the oldest sister. Yes, you do have the role of an older sister, but it's good to, like, you know, sometimes just do whatever you want. Like, you know, you don't have to, like, act like the older sister to me. You can just come to me as, like, you know,
you can be like the younger sister to me, you know, and I can be the older sister. It can be just like, you know,
roles reversed.
Yeah.
Although sometimes I just feel like you have such a headstrong, like, I know in America, you're not going to stop.
No.
See,
no.
This is Marky and I's first official sister trip.
It is solo.
Solo sister trip. Like, we're doing this on our own. We booked everything on our own. We're getting accommodation on our own. We're doing everything on
our
own.
We're going to be on a flight for 32 hours altogether.
Yeah.
So we have to put up with each other.
And I just know you're going to be so headstrong and it's going to be so exhausting. Like, in the nicest way possible, it's going to be so exhausting.
Because, like, with me, right, I have to do these things before, like, anything else happens, right?
Mm.
So, like, when it comes to shopping, like, retail therapy, it's like something that is like a hot, like everyone knows this. I love to shop. I love to go shopping a lot. Like, that's like one thing. If I'm depressed, retail therapy. if I'm feeling happy, retail therapy. It's just, yeah, it's just reassuring, right? So, like, I guess, like, with me, I just want to do it, you know? I'm like, yes. And also with other things, I'm like, I want that thing. If I have something eye-catching, if I see something really eye-catching, I'm like, I want it and I have to have it. You know, no matter what, there's nothing like, no.
Yeah, that's true.
In between, you know? So, like, yeah, it's just, I guess, like, yeah, I'm going to be up and about. Like, as soon as we land, I'm going to be like, okay, let's go to the cafe. I don't care if I'm jet lagged. Let's go.
Marky has that personality where she's just headstrong in anything and she's just really enthusiastic. And I'm just like,
you only live once.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, we've got this, though. We've got this. What's something you've never told me before that you want to air out?
Okay, I'll tell you something.
Okay.
I accidentally spent a lot of money again.
Oh, what?
I bought something for like $118. It was like,
girl,
online shopping.
Yeah, I see. That's what I mean. I don't tell you stupid things I do.
Yeah.
Like, when I splurge money, I always lie about the price. Because I know you're going to be like, Charlene, what the freak?
I mean, I can't lie about it, you know? Because, like, I have to. But, like, you know, it's just, it's my money, what I can do.
Yeah.
What can you do, you know?
What can you
do? You're not in control of my money, you know?
Yeah.
That sounded so, like.
Yeah, Mark and I just, I don't know. We don't share secrets.
We don't.
You know? We tell each other everything.
We do. We always tell each other everything, you know? Do we?
Do we? Okay, anyways, now that I think about it, I'm like, I just can't think of anything I've never told you before because I've told you everything.
Yeah, this question's just a bit, I don't know.
I mean, if I don't tell you the first time, I'm going to tell you eventually.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Eventually.
It always comes out.
Around. Anyways, though. Yeah, your boy, he had to put the city on the map. Boorooloo, my sister girl, you know exactly where it's at. We're on to my favorite segment of this episode. It is sovereignty. So sovereignty, Marky, this goes to you and our listeners tuning in. It's a segment on our show where we delve into our tea for the week ahead. So our thoughts, energy, and affirmations. And it's also a play on words. Get it? Sovereignty. T-A.
I love
cool,
that.
Isn't it?
It's so cheesy.
I know. Anyways, so it's a good time to just like unwind, mental check-in, all of that sort of stuff. It's good for your mental health and well-being. Please do it. Please do it when whoever's listening, do it. Like, take a journal, sit down, do it. It's good for you. Do it with your friends, whatever. We always say it. And sometimes if you want, we have a sovereign podcast, Instagram. And I was trying to think of the word. And you can send us your sovereignties there if you wish. But anyways.
What's the Instagram called?
It's just called the Sovereign Podcast.
Yeah. You should have mentioned the username.
Oh, sorry. I will plug it here again. It's called The Sovereign Podcast on Instagram. Shoot us any DMs, questions. We're trying to make it more interactive. You know how it is. But anyways, Marky, do you want to share your tea for the week ahead? So your thoughts, energy, and affirmation. So what are your thoughts for the week ahead?
Uni.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Yeah. So preparing for uni, making sure that, you know, I can get enough done for, like, you know, assignments, and making sure, like, you know, I'm prioritizing my time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be mentally drained out.
Yeah,
or like,
burnt out.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. And I also want to be more social, I guess. Like, I guess I lacked that, like, last year a bit. I was just like, oh, just going to this tutorial, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do this work, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to go home, you know? I think this time around, I just want to be more social. Mm. I want to get, like, you know, I want to stay back a bit more, like, probably spend a lot of time on my assignments and staying in the library while, you know, socializing at the same time. Like, probably having like a small like friend group.
Oh, that's cute.
Around, like, yeah, study group. And yeah, just that's like what I plan to do.
No, you should. You'll find so many people in your classes. Just always talk in your classes. That's my
talk
advice. It depends. What time? Is it 9 a.m.?
Who can be bothered? What about your energy for the week ahead?
My energy. That depends. I guess, like, what I said before. Just want to be more, like, and it's social and, like, energetic, you know? And I just want to put in, like, you know, I just want to be more, like, you know, assertive, I guess.
Yeah. Assertive? What do you mean?
Like, I want to get things done hand on.
Yeah, okay, I get what you mean. Yeah. And then your affirmation. So this can be, like, a statement.
A statement?
Like, one statement, like an affirmation. Do you know what an affirmation is?
I think. Is it like those spiritual girls always talk about it? So.
Oh my God.
Affirmation. And it's like something you get, you know? It's like manifestation. Like,
kind of. Yeah, similar. Very similar. It's just like a statement you can say to yourself to make sure, like, you affirm it. So it's going to happen either way. Or you have to make it.
You have to pass all your units.
Oh, okay, beautiful. All right, that's such a lovely
one. You have to pass uni. You have to be successful. You have to do it. If you don't do it, then what are you going to do in life, you know? And also, also another advice I would give to everyone, really.
Like, oh, my God, look at your affirmations. I know. Okay, go.
Like, an advice I think people should, like, also take note of is, like, you know how there's so many things going around nowadays where, like, other people look down at other people and it's just horrible, right? If you keep looking down at other people, it will get you nowhere in life.
Yeah, period.
At all.
Period.
So, like, that person is still going up the ladder while you're still stuck on the ground.
Period. I love that so much, Marky.
Yeah, so that's
what a slay.
I don't know why I had to add that advice in, but, like, that's something I
feel like that's what sovereignty does. It makes you so energetic that you're just spilling out all these.
Exactly. Oh my God, my mind just went I am, like, spiritual.
Yeah, I think you are spiritual. Anyways, though, Marky, thank you so much for being my guest today. It's been lovely, lovely, lovely to talk to you. And that also goes out to our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sovereign Podcast today.
And we do apologize if we sound alike.
We do sound alike.
So, like, yeah. We've got to do MB speaking and then SB speaking, but then we scratch out the idea because, like,
we're like, it's going to take too much time just saying who's speaking is not. Really sad for editing as well. But anyways, if you want to keep yourselves updated on what IJ and I get up to, because this episode we are not with IJ. It's so weird, but it's okay. If you want to keep yourselves updated, please follow us on the gram. It's called Sovereign Podcast. And yeah, thank you so much for listening and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Bye, Marky. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Make sure you follow them on Instagram.
You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Colt Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Noongar Wongai rapper Joshua Eggington and Tani Walker. Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna.
Our artwork is by my sis, Lavinia Nidalia McKenna.
Our executive producer is Daniel Raphael.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTRFM on Wajak Noongar Boodja. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This land was never ceded.